Portion of this session. And so if you have something that you would like to share or a question for the panel, please step up to the mic there and go for it. Thanks.
Hi, Jerry Alcoholic.
Hi, Jerry.
First of all, thank you to each of you. This question is directed to Homer, the last speaker. Two points. You mentioned that the trustee committee is now considering application of Google for nonprofits. You kind of expanded into PSAs being published on YouTube. And then you said to please keep an eye out for this agenda item. Can you offer some clarity? When do we expect that item, or is it already visible?
Well, it was approved by last year's conference as an advisory action, sent to the trustees committee for more work and fleshing out what that would mean, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the trustees committee this year in their board meetings and in their committee meetings have vetted that process, and they are in the final stages of preparing an agenda item which will be submitted to the General Service Board January meeting, and if it's approved there, it will be an agenda item in 2017 for the General Service Conference. And your delegate in your area will have all the background on that.
Excellent, thank you. And while you're at the mic, just one last question. You then further went on to mention that the Archives Committee had reviewed a Flickr account. I was mindful of that, but then you kind of just mentioned that due to publishing concerns, that will not happen. Could you offer
that,
some?
That committee has recommended, and I don't know that the board has decided on it, but that committee, the Trustees Archives Committee, has recommended not going forward with that.
And do you have any details as to why?
That'll be out in the information. I don't want to get into being a spokesman for that committee. I think we'll let them answer that question. But the essence of it was there's not clarity on many of the photographs' ownership, and there's not a release for publication on those, so we can't use those photographs publicly without those people's permission, and that's just a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hey, Fred Alcoholic.
Hi,
Fred. My name is Fred. What are you doing, Lois? Jesus. Anyways, thanks for your talk, guys. I don't want this to sound like a campaign for a birds of a feather proposal, but it just so happens it like kind of aligned with what you were talking about at the end. I was trying to think of something cool to add to the mix, and something I did in the past was I experimented with creating an anonymous Twitter and Reddit account and then searching for people that were asking for help with drinking problems and questions about AA and started fielding those questions. And I actually had a couple of friends do it as well, and we wound up, there were some people that actually came into my home group, which at the time was in Astoria, Queens, as a result of our work on Reddit. So I thought it'd be cool for us to have a live 12-step working session tonight where we could create anonymous Twitter and Reddit accounts and in real time kind of like exchange ideas and what should we write and things like that. And actually there's people out there that are saying, I need help, whatever, and AA members who care about the tradition should be some of the people trying to show up responsibly for those folks. So I thought it would be cool if we messed around with that this evening. And just a quick point of information with respect to online meetings. My home group's an online meeting, so young people, it's a young people's online meeting, so that's one of the special groups. And we use Zoom as our video conferencing platform. And Fuse is another one that's out there as well, in addition to Skype and WebEx. And there's probably others too. Thanks.
My name's Charlie. I'm an alcoholic. And just in reference to what Homer had there towards the end about the website that has the speakers with ASL, is there any location with those URLs that is available where we might be able to find out what they are to link to them? Because I've never come across them or whatever. I don't know what keywords to use to go looking for them, really, but So.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I found that site as a result of someone that contacted the Winston-Salem Intergroup about whether or not we were going to have ASL interpreters here for the conference, and we responded with Sam's guidance that, you know, if there was a need, we would evaluate it because it's very expensive. But in the effort of being fully informed, I did some searches, and I found this. It's not a part of the online intergroup because it is a regular meeting. They video it, and then they publish it on their website, the link. So you got to go back to the website to do that. But I will have the name of that group at the next sharing session. I've got it on my computer. I just don't have it handy.
May I respond also? The accessibilities assignment at the General Service Office has information on that. It really just sort of came to their attention in the last couple months. And they're going to be sending out a notice about that to delegates and accessibility committee chairs around the U.S. and Canada. It will probably at some point be in the accessibilities workbook, and as well as an article in Box 459. So there will be information published about that. So one of those groups is the Three Legacies groups of Alcoholics Anonymous, and the just outside of Minneapolis.
Hi, everybody. My name is Darren. I'm an alcoholic. I've been sober since June the 6th of 87. This is a really cool experience, and I want to thank all of the speakers. And I had a when Robin was sharing about the likes and everything on Facebook, I learned how to unfriend people because they would take pictures of their chip, or they would give this long, I'm grateful because I've gotten a new way of life and blah, blah, blah. And so I had a sponsee show me how to unfriend them because I don't need people implying that because we're friends, I don't need to answer questions about how I know you. And I don't need to answer questions about my membership in this fellowship. And so to hear one of the panelists say that it's, you know, that they didn't see a big deal with it, it brought an alarmist concern, because I'm hyper vigilant on my anonymity. I am. And I don't mind being, I mean, I'll tell you, it's Darren Ulrich, and that's what we talk about. I'm cool with not being anonymous in Alcoholics Anonymous, but for society as a whole, I don't need you to know that I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I've had members break my anonymity because they thought, oh, well, man, you've been sober for a while. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. Not your choice. I have a real concern when somebody says that it's okay to do the clicking thing and do the liking on Facebook or any of the social media accounts, because I don't want to answer those questions. So I'm just curious as to how you see that's not. I'm curious as to how you see that's not like a sensational advertising or implying that you're a member of Alcoholics Anonymous and not an anonymity break at the personal level when you do that. I'm just kind of curious.
Well, thanks, and that's a great question and comment, and that's, you know, sort of the crux of where we are with how to reach people and still maintain traditions 11 and 12. Again, for me personally, I don't cross the line by saying I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Certainly not online. I don't do that. There may be people that can sort of discern that from a comment that I make. And I rarely do that. Again, once a year, it's a number, and I'm grateful. And that's as far as it goes. I've had to do the very same thing. There are people that put it all out there that they are members and they've gone to this thing, and so-and-so speaking tonight at Unity or whatever, and I have to do the same thing. I have to unfriend or unfollow because, to me, that's crossing the line. A few years ago, we did a workshop at one of the area assemblies on AA in the digital age, and my counterpart and I sort of took two roles. We played the extremes when we talked about how much anonymity was too much and how much anonymity was not enough. And when we entered the room, I was the guy that was 90 days sober that wanted everybody in the world to know that I was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the role I played. He walked in with a paper bag on his head and said, my wife doesn't even know I'm going to meetings. And, you know, we took the extremes, the polar opposite positions of anonymity in the digital age. I think there'll always be controversy and questions, and I think it comes down to personal choice and, as we said earlier, intention and motive. What am I trying to do? Am I trying to show everybody how great I am by saying I'm 90 days sober or 30 years sober? Or am I making just a personal statement, I'm grateful for where I am today, without saying I'm a member of a 12-step program? I think that's up to each individual person and motives. And if it crosses a line and makes me uncomfortable, like you, I've had to unfollow some people just because I thought they went way, way too far. So I think it's personal choice. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm Lois. I'm an alcoholic. I was able to, I just wanted to say that with regard to the deaf resources, I do think it's hard to find them. But I was able to use the technology and AA online forum. I just did a quick search and realized we had talked about that before, and found that we had talked about that in terms of there being a private Facebook community for deaf people. But there is a public-facing information, signed information YouTube video. So that link is out there in the online technology and in AA online forum. I can also find that for you, so I'll tell you that if you want to come find me later. Where's Charlie? Charlie was asking about that. I can find that. The other thing I wanted to mention is the idea of how we reach the newcomer digitally. I guess, Robin, you were sort of talking about that. It's something that I've been interested in applying what we would do from a normal, I do digital strategy, what we would do for, like, any business, how we would go out and attract and find their, you know, people and make sure they have a good experience, how that applies to us in AA, and I have proposed that as a bird of a feather tonight. So if anybody wants to come talk about that, I'd love to talk about it. Or you can pull me aside later, because I had to pull it out. I had to pull it out of the presentation I'm giving tomorrow because it didn't fit, so thanks.
Hey, Lois, what's the URL for that forum? That's TIAA-forum.org.
Yep. I was going to say, don't make me read this deaf thing. I can't, that one's long.
While I got you guys, is there any experience with the use in the regards to Seventh Tradition with Cash Apps or Venmo, something to that example? Is anyone up there familiar with what I just said? Are you familiar with online with Cash Apps? Who here is familiar with a Cash App? Okay. Maybe that'll be a birds of a feather then. Okay.
It is one.
It is one.
Super.
Well, it is one if we all vote for it. Don't forget. You've got to sign your name on here.
Okay, that's at that table, correct?
Yeah. I'm James, alcoholic. Just to the last point, I'm on the, we did set up the Birds of a Feather for digital payments at San Francisco's Intergroup. This has been something we've been working on. We just ran our first sort of beta using Venmo as our selected digital payments platform for collecting Seventh Tradition in addition to cash in the basket at our last meeting, which went successfully. And we're working on putting sort of an informational package together that individual groups can consume as we've kind of been working through a process of putting a criteria together upon which we are discerning how well a payment platform can adhere to the traditions of AA and serve the group's needs when individual members don't have cash and would like to use a payment platform instead. So we could talk, anybody can talk afterwards to me, but also come to the payments, birds of a feather.
My name's Lou, I'm an alcoholic. I want to thank the panelists, they did a great job, I learned some things. I'm noodling a little bit on the gentleman's question about the Facebook participation, and it occurs to me one of the things I come to this for and also participate on the forum that Lois mentioned is that if you figure out the Facebook settings today, you can probably do both of the things that you're talking about. But Facebook is notorious for changing those settings and the meaning of those, and the you also have to sort of rationalize their primary purpose isn't really consistent with Alcoholics Anonymous' primary purpose, so how are you going to negotiate that morass today and for you know as things go on with Facebook? And Facebook isn't the last platform like that that we're going to have to deal with those kinds of questions. So something I would propose is we need a place, and I had hoped that as we had established the TIAA forum that it would be that, but it hasn't been that yet. In other words, there's a lot of shared experience of how have you set up your Facebook security settings. An example is that what was being referenced specifically is the Friends of Friends link. Can my friends see friends of mine's links off of my what used to be called the news feed? I don't know what they're calling it today. So I guess it's kind of a proposal would be that we ought to be having a constant, which I guess implies online, conversation about how is it that you set up your settings? What is it that you do for your security settings? How is it that you share this kind of information? What's your process that you go through for rationalizing that with the traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous, which I think everybody in this room really appreciates. So what I have is just that as a comment is that one of the things that hasn't happened so far really in either this session that I can see or in the online community that I watch a little more closely is guidance and more than guidance, experience around setting specifically what are my account settings and how is it that I am assured that I'm protecting the my anonymity and the anonymity of my friends appropriately. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Josh Eggleston. I'm an alcoholic. I was going to do a follow-up on the Flickr conversation, but I'm going to dovetail on what was just shared as well. Platforms don't violate our traditions. People do. And so the as was just shared, and in my experience, there are ways to control and manipulate those platforms in such a way as to maintain my personal anonymity and protect the anonymity of the people who are following me or friends of mine. I have an anonymous Twitter account as well as my public Twitter account. I can show you how to do that anytime this weekend. I have an anonymous account on Reddit for the purpose of following the subreddit of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's an active community of like 2,700 followers. on Facebook. We've gotten very comfortable as a fellowship with the idea of secret groups for fellowshipping, but we haven't really gotten comfortable with the idea of how do we participate in public information, like outward-facing messaging. You know, my Facebook account, as an example, every single person who's a friend of mine who's an alcoholic is part of a category that I call Bill. So I can send a post to just alcoholics that only alcoholics can see, even though it's on my news feed, as Lou said, according to Facebook's current security guidelines, which obviously are changeable. But we have to keep in mind that Facebook is a corporation whose intent is to allow us to do the things on it that we want to do. That's what supports its business model. And privacy and personal, not privacy as much as, privacy, not security, but privacy is a part of that intention. It's one of the reasons they create the ability to have secret groups that aren't searchable. It's one of the reasons they create categorization so that I can separate what I post so that just my family sees stuff, or just my coworkers, or just my alcoholic friends. And there's also other watchouts to that, because we're at that point of education where I can't just post something on Facebook that only alcoholics can see without telling the people who can see it that they're the only people who can see it. And if they comment on it, they've just now affiliated themselves with the comment, right? So, but the idea that passive following of a national organization is an admission of participation in that organization is a falsehood. I can follow Komen Breast Cancer because my grandmother survived breast cancer, my mother survived breast cancer, and I support that cause without having breast cancer. There's a multitude of applications for allowing people to follow our organization's mission on a national level so that they can stay up to date with how we can help the still suffering alcoholic. And there's ways to implement that at the local level and the personal level, but as has been shared already, that guidance is still lacking. You know, the need for guidelines, both at the local level and from our national offices, are important. And it's a conversation that will grow. But it's not an impossibility. It's we have the capability to do that through dialogue and practice. And as far as the Flickr thing goes, so I am a member of the Archives Committee and also the subcommittee that discussed that topic. The reason for the recommendation doesn't have anything to do with Flickr. It's because our archives, the bulk of the materials in our archives were handed over by members who were cleaning out an attic or as someone passed away. So the content itself, I hand you a box of photos in 1956, that material wasn't, we didn't get the copyright to use that material any way we see fit. In current practice, there's applications that when you fill out, you sign over your permission to that copyright, but the majority of our photographic archive history, we don't have the permission to use in a platform like Flickr, which makes a photo platform kind of a silly step to take. So the decision was based in our content, not in the platform itself. Thanks.
Josh articulated what I wanted to say even much better than I could say about Facebook. The only thing I want to add here is, for me, the anonymity is, you know, spiritual foundation of all our traditions. You know, I'm anonymous, like was said earlier, as self-sacrifice, so that I don't get credit. And anytime I've posted anything, you know, my ego gets in the way. Is, you know, I posted the Facebook thing, I've made mistakes like that, and I've said I'm sober so many years. I've mentioned to groups thinking I would help somebody that they'd come to me, and I'll say, I have never had anyone come to me because I have broken my anonymity in some of those forums.
Like we're winding down a little bit now. So I do want to share myself real quick that when it comes to Facebook, when I see a friend post a medallion photo, one of the first things I look at is this public. Did they do this with Instagram? That type of thing. And if that's the case, I don't interact with it. If I see that it's not a public post, then I'm liable to interact with it. It's another type of thing, too. I also have a segregated group, my little Friends of Bill group, that has served me immensely over the years. For 4 years, I traveled internationally, and that was how I stayed in touch with the people who helped me get sober. That's how I stayed in touch with the folks that were in my local area getting sober, particularly with time changes and things like that. I was able to stay close to those people and go to meetings while I was abroad. Thank God that all of that was findable online as well. One other thing I want to point out, something that Homer was talking about insofar as online AA presence. One of the things that I took away, I'm a district website webmaster, and I took away from last year's technology workshop was who is our website for? And when we first made our website, it was for the members of AA who were in general service or looking for a meeting. And it completely escaped us that, you know, we're not really helping the people who don't know anything about AA who are looking for help. And so we redesigned our website with that in mind, and we also implemented Josh's WordPress plugin, not that Josh, the other Josh's WordPress plugin, for our meeting finder. And almost a year later, or about a year later, earlier this week, I got an email from someone at about 2:30 in the morning. Now, when I got up at like 7 in the morning and saw that, I didn't rush to respond to it because I kind of figured they were sleeping it off at that point. But I did respond a little bit later, and she and I wound up having an email chat, and a couple days later, we met for coffee and sat down for 90 minutes, and we talked about what my experience has been with alcoholism. I got to do the 12-step call is what it boils down to. And during that exchange, I learned from her that the only reason that she and I were sitting there, the only reason that she sent that email was she was drunk and she was looking for help, and she went to our website and she saw a button at the very top of the page that says, "Send us a note." And that's what she did. And you know, I hope that there's other people that have been helped by that takeaway that I got from coming to last year's workshop. But how cool was it to actually find out that takeaway had done some good? Thanks.
Yeah, my name is Brooke Haynes, alcoholic. I want to thank the panelists. You accomplished today something I realized I had to get up and thank you for. I wondered seriously, when we started this, if we were able to blend the traditions and the concepts and the discussions in a practical way as they were needed, focused on technology. And this is the third year, and it's the first time that the local committee has put together the program, and you hit it solid. Thank you, all of you. And I get goosebumps thinking about what you just talked about. This is a place where we need to say what it is that's going on and what actions we can take about technology, not what thoughts we can have. And everybody has spent this time participating in that. And I'm overwhelmed that we've gotten to the point where this thing can happen just because of you here. Thank you.
I would like to at least add a couple of comments on the opportunity for a website that you guys have to have options on getting help. If you go to the Area 50 AANorthCarolina.org, right? If you go to AANorthCarolina.org, we do now have the online intergroups Get Help Now button on there, but it's one of, I think, either three or four choices. So if you know about how to get help on, you know, from that website. And so it's a, you know, I'm not saying it's the best example, but it is an example where a area was presented with a request to add the, you know, the online intergroups Get Help Now button, and they said, well, the people are contacting us, why don't we do that ourselves? And then the final resolution was, well, let's do both. Okay? There was something else, but that was the most important thing that, you know, I know what the other one is. And if any of you ever want to start your own website, I mean, your own Get Help Now thing on your website, the online intergroup has a training program where we take newcomers that want to do that service work. We have like a 3 or 4 day orientation on what to do and what not to do and you know, and all of those things. I can get that content, or you can sign up to go to join the online intergroup of Alcoholics Anonymous, go through the orientation, and then just do your own gig. That's perfectly okay. Thank you.
All right, we're going to wrap up this session of our sharing portion of the workshop today. Would like to point out to you that the hospitality suite, we've had a quick little meeting, and the hospitality suite is just going to stay open, period. So you can sneak up there anytime, although, you know, stick around for the presentations.